and welcome back to the Beauty Talk podcast and Happy New Year. Today I am filming this on the 1st of January 2022. Can you believe it? I'm Letitia Bishop, the podcast host. I am a makeup artist and beauty writer living in Hong Kong, and I interview and do solo episodes just like this about topics all around the beauty industry and world, hair, skin, nails, makeup, wellness, all of those topics. So if you are interested in that, I would love you to subscribe in whatever podcasting platform that you are currently listening to the episode on. And at the end, if you like it, leave a review. Come say hi to me on Instagram. It's just at Letitia Bishop. All those links will be down below. So yeah, filming on the first day of the year, hitting the ground running, have a client to run to later as a makeup artist later on. And yeah, so today's episode is about five products that I used a lot throughout the last year, 2021. And I just wanted to highlight them and chat about them because they stood out to me, and you might discover something that you love or can implement into your routines. And yeah, let's get started. So I have them all in front of me here. I actually film these episodes visually for YouTube as well, so you could see them, but I'm going to talk through with them to you now. So the first one is the Misha Cover BB Cream, and this is a Korean BB cream. So I discovered this on iHerb, which I am obsessed with and always shop at regularly on iHerb. And they have an enormous amount of items on there that you wouldn't think iHerb stock. It's not just herbs and vitamins, I can assure you. So they do have like some Korean beauty brands on there. And I'd seen this brand around, or I'd seen this actual product, like this red tube with the gold lid. I'd seen it around. I've been living in Asia for a long time. I'd seen it in stores, in the drugstores here, and just didn't think much of it. And then I saw it on iHerb and I was like, all right, why not? I'll order it and try it. And I have fallen in love with it. I see why it's been around for years. I think it was brought out in like 2015 or something. I don't think I've used anything from the brand Misha before, so maybe I should try some more things from this brand. But the BB cream is just, I'm wearing it today, it is just perfect skin. It just always makes my skin, it makes me feel like I have fantastic skin. It's really popular on Amazon as well. It has lots of reviews on Amazon. It's just a little unsung hero, I feel like. The color's a little weird. They don't have a great color range. But it blends in lovely. It then just kind of matches to my skin. It doesn't like dry down completely, but it's not dewy. It doesn't settle into pores or fine lines. It wears throughout the day really nice. Often foundations or other tinted skin products, I just feel like it just makes my skin look worse. So, and then that's really kind of productive, right? It's trying to make your skin look better and even things out. But then when you get close to the skin and you see the texture and the pores and the dry patches, it's like, well, if I washed my face, I would probably look more youthful and glowy. So, but this product I can really rely on and count on. And yeah, I'm almost finished this tube, need another one. And that says a lot that I really enjoyed it. It's also has SPF 42 PA++. It has a few skin ingredients like chamomile and calming ingredients. But yeah, and it's not expensive. It's from iHerb. It's not expensive. So it's definitely like worth a try to see if you like it. And it comes in like a really easy cap and then pump kind of packaging. I really appreciate all of that about it. So that was number one. Number two is the Super Goop Unseen Sunscreen SPF 40 PA++. This one is not new as well, but it was just new to me this year, the previous year. And I was just blown away with it when I squeezed out of the tube. I mean, it's called Unseen, and that's exactly what it is. You can see if you're watching, it's literally clear. It's just like you've never seen a sunscreen that is clear. This is clear, like unseen, exactly how the bottle says it is. And it's not runny. It's like a, just like a cream. It's basically like a makeup primer because it has that silicone feel. So it's weightless. It's invisible. It doesn't leave. It leaves a velvety finish on the skin. It preps your skin beautifully for makeup. And yeah, I'm just very, very impressed with it. I can really rely on it. You do have to use, you know, the only thing I think that could be troublesome is, sorry if you can hear some like furniture sounds, that is the apartment above me. City life. The only thing I would be cautious of it is, because it does spread out really easily and smoothly over the skin, is that maybe you might be tempted to use less because you're using it like a makeup primer. But please do use enough of it. If you do purchase this product, put a full layer all over your face and then let it set in before you do any makeup products over it. I have episodes as well about how to layer skincare. I can link that down below. It's important to let it set and form the film and do what the sunscreen is designed to do and protect our skin. But yeah, if you're after a sunscreen that will work really nice under makeup and if you have really, really dry skin, you may not like it. But if you have oily skin, you should love this. And yeah, regular skin tones, it's fine. I probably wouldn't use it if I was having a very dry day, but in summer, this will be really nice to help you, to help our skin maintain not a sweaty look. So yeah, very impressed with that, and I would repurchase that in a heartbeat. Okay, so number three is the Shiseido Color Gel Lip Balm in 102 Narcissus. Now, this is just, it's very understated, just regular Shiseido packaging. It's like a metal type of tube, and then it's like a twist up lip balm, and the color and the formula and texture, but the color is just something I wore throughout the year. I've finished it now. You can just see the color in the jar, but no more will twist up. I got so many compliments about my lip balm color when I was wearing this. I really hit a gold mine there. I really think that this is an orangey, peachy shade, but sheer. It's not like a bright fluoro kind of orange. It's a very peachy, very wearable color, and it just works really well with my skin tone. I feel like it works well with a lot of people's skin tone, the peachy orange colors. So, and the formula was just lovely. It's easy. You just apply without you don't need a mirror. You just swipe it on when you're on the go. Perfect for handbags. And yeah, it's very moisturizing. Shiseido, if you don't know, they're a very innovative kind of brand from Japan, and they're very into R&D, so research and development, and they spend a lot of time on their formulas and the ingredients and the technology. So this one has a patented humectant technology. So that means it's, you know, designed to be very hydrating, but as well as offering the semi-sheer color that it does. And there is 15 shades, but I really suggest you to try out shade 102 in Narcissus. Love this product so much. Okay, number four. Four is not a single product. It is a category of products. I'm making up the rules. But it is glitter liners, okay? So I have some glitter liners here. I have one from Sephora brand. I have one from a Korean brand, Shiseido, and Urban Decay. So it's just like a liquid eyeliner. With a very tiny kind of little brush head, really thin, with a clear gel formula with glitter through them, like a dense amount of glitter made through them. And I have just found myself using these so much, particularly in December for party seasons on myself, but also at work for my clients when they have birthdays and, you know, people book makeup artists for a special occasion. So often it's really nice to be able to offer them, hey, would you like a little bit of glitter across the eyelid or under the lash line or just in the inner corner? And people love it because it's just something they wouldn't do for themselves, but it just adds a little bit of extra fanciness to the makeup for the occasion, right? And they're great for us for you to use as well for special occasions. But it's, you know, you can work with glitter without it being a loose pigment and it just going everywhere and all over my makeup kit and all over our bathrooms and things. So glitter eyeliners, I don't think I will go back to loose glitter pigments. That they just doesn't sound fun. There's all different types you can get. So the one I have from Sephora was like the first one I was introduced to, but that was like 2 years ago in their like Christmas collection when they bring out their own Christmas products, and they didn't have it. I didn't see it this year. So I also got one from this Korean brand, which is more of like little glitter particles and then chunkier ones. And it's very pretty. And you can find these on the website called Yes Style. I can link that down below. Yes Style have skincare, makeup, fashion. It's actually a Hong Kong based retail company, but their products are all kind of from Korea and Japan, and they ship internationally. So if you just like search on that website glitter liner, you will find some glitter liners that you can order, and they're all very affordable. I have this one from Shirouma. I don't know if this is still around, but it's a little bit more subdued version. And then this one I bought recently from Sephora website, Heavy Metal. It's by Urban Decay, and they had a few shades. I have the one in Midnight Cowboy. It's like a gold glitter. It's actually identical to the Sephora one, I would say. But at least we know that that's in stock and you can find that at Sephora. But the most expensive of the range that I have here probably. So yeah, that category is glitter liner. If you're looking for something a little bit fun for your makeup, you don't have to be skilled at eyeliner because it's just glitter. You're just painting it on, and it doesn't need to look like a perfect line because it just needs to be spread out nicely on easily on the eyes. Yeah, that is number four. So moving on to our last one, number five, and it is these Sephora Bright Future smoothing and brightening concealer pens. The packaging is not looking as fresh. The writing rubs off quite fast, but they're from Sephora, so they're very affordable, from Sephora's own brand, so for Sephora collection. And I have been using these for a while. The first ones that I used was as in a category of a brightening under eye pen was from MAC Cosmetics, and they have discontinued the one I loved there. It was a prep and prime range, a brightening pen like this. And they always discontinue things in Hong Kong. I don't know if it is in elsewhere. It's a pen. You take the cap off. There's a brush kind of application inside. You click the back end and some product disperses through the pen. And I use it for under eyes on myself and on clients, and it really just makes you look more awake and bright under the eyes. You can use it around the nose and around the mouth, wherever you have darkness. I use it kind of like a concealer mostly. They are not super intense coverage, but they add brightness to the areas where we want to illuminate. It's the same as like the forever famous YSL Touche Lacquer. That was a brightening pen as well. Other brands do them. Dior have them. Chanel have them as well. Makeup Forever have them. But the Sephora range ones are great, and they have quite a few shades. They have 7 shades. So it's a good try. I might try the Makeup Forever one soon. But yeah, I just think these are a really great thing to have to, you know, if you're not finding concealers that really lift the under eye, try a brightening pen in your shade. Just do it lightly first, like a light layer, and you can always build up. And I just dab it on and then pat it in with my finger. If you find it's a bit too liquidy, let it dry down for a few seconds and then pat it in with your finger. Remember, tapping to get the more coverage. Don't swipe it away from where you place the product. And yeah, those are products that I really used a lot in the year. So we've got the Misha BB cream cover that I absolutely love, the amazing invisible sunscreen from Supergoop, the Shiseido lip balm, tinted lip balm there. We have the glitter eyeliners that are just something I will always have in my kit now as a makeup artist, and then the brightening pens, which are really a lifesaver for the under eyes. So that was it. Little episode there. If you have any questions about any of the products, please you can leave a review and then put the question there, or send me a message on Instagram in the DMs saying you have a question about what I talked about on the podcast. Or I have a Facebook group. You can always ask questions there. All those links will be down below in the show notes. And yeah, I will see you in the next one. Bye for now, guys. Thanks for listening to the show. You can find details on everything I mentioned on the blog, The Beauty Talk. I'll leave a link below for this episode's post. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the newsletter so every episode is delivered directly into your inbox. That way, you'll never miss an episode. I'd love to hear from you and see what you think of the episode. You can follow me on Instagram at Letitia Bishop, or I have a private Facebook group, which you'll also find a link for down below. Please don't forget to subscribe on any of the top podcasting platforms like Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. If you liked this show, please send some love by writing a review, and I'll see you in the next one.